cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's go to Sean. He is here. Hey, Sean Sanders, how are you? The co-founder of Revix. Nice to see you. You guys in Cape Town are looking at the rest of the country like we're a bunch of raving lunatics at the moment, aren't you?
For the time being. So, morning, guys.
Morning.
You never say never, right?
No, of course.
You wait a week or two and maybe things change down here. But for the time being, yeah, everything's good. Touch wood.
So, Sean, I mentioned just a moment ago that when people are feeling that the world around them is a bit unstable and a bit unpredictable, which is, you know, very much the case in South Africa right now, they worry about their money. They worry about the value of the currency. This is a perfect time for people to be thinking about cryptocurrency. But there also are some incredible developments in the world of cryptocurrency this week. So there's quite a lot to talk about. Where do you want to start today?
Well, I actually want to bring up something that's maybe outside of crypto. And that's got to do with just protecting your portfolio from rand depreciation.
That's
so with everything going on within South Africa, I mean, it's only normal to feel a little uncertain. Mm-hmm. And you've often heard about investment banks and all the rest talk about a rand hedge investment,
yes,
which
right.
really means that if the rand weakens, this investment increases in value,
right.
or at least maintains its real value in dollar terms. And I'm quite excited today to announce that, you know, we've actually had this on the platform before, and it is still there, but it's not something we market all that much, which is USDC, so USD coin. So this right. is a cryptocurrency, so it does bring in the crypto aspect, but it's a cryptocurrency that's one-for-one backed by the US dollar, and it's issued by a New York trust company. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of this product is that you get dollar exposure, direct dollar exposure, without having to actually send your funds offshore and go through that really painful and expensive process of moving or exporting your capital. So this is quite exciting. Now, that's not the biggest breakthrough because, I mean, hell, we've been able to buy dollars for a long time.
Sure.
But within the next month, we're going to launch a savings vault. And that also sounds a little intimidating. But a savings vault, just, you know, like a savings account, allows you to earn interest but on your USDC holdings, so on your dollar holdings.
Right.
And you can earn a comparable interest rate, and this is really the most exciting part, a comparable interest rate to what you would earn in a South African bank. So remember that in South Africa, you earn interest rates, if you're lucky, of between 5 to 7% currently.
Right.
Maybe a little bit more. Now, that's in rands, and not that many people want to be holding rands, especially given what's happened. In fact, the rands actually depreciated 9%. Over the last 35 days.
Wow.
So we are going to offer you exactly the same, if not more, interest on your USDC holdings, so your dollar holdings, as you would get in a South African bank account. Currently in the US, you get an interest rate of between 0.35 and 0.5% with your bank. And we think this is a really big breakthrough. So we're quite excited to be able to announce that. Now, because this is only being launched in the next little while, you're going to have to get started by buying USDC. And we've got a cool promotion that's going to be running from the end of the week. And that's that you can buy USDC, so buy those dollars with absolutely no fee whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
So we're waiving the fee for the next 2 weeks. So if you get started later this week, that'll be from Thursday. You can literally buy dollars for absolutely no fee. We want to get you to experience what it's like to actually own a non-emerging market currency, so owning some dollars.
That's very handy. So I'm going to go on to Revix now. And of course, if you're interested in this, there are a lot of people who are more interested in Bitcoin and who are more interested in buying some Ethereum. But at the same time, if you do want to move some of your rands into dollars, you can buy some USDC. You don't have to go through, as Sean said, all the trouble and the pain of having to do actual Forex, foreign exchange. You can do it this way. It's very handy. That's very useful. While we're talking about this, you know, a lot of people, I suppose, also want to know about general things in crypto. We've seen a little bit of a flattening out of all that instability that we saw over the last 2 or 3 months. It's settled somewhere around almost $32,000 now for a Bitcoin. What are your immediate and medium-term predictions for where that might go, Sean, and based on what's happening in the crypto markets?
Yes, at the moment, you have sort of seen crypto being range-bound. I mean, Bitcoin's been stuck between $30,000 and $38,000 now for the last 45 days.
Mm.
And it's always difficult when it establishes a range. And this isn't, you know, just trader talk.
Yeah.
It's just the psychology behind the market, really. But if you look at just the crypto market in general, there's a lot of uncertainty about what's going on, a lot of regulatory uncertainty, both locally in South Africa and offshore.
Right.
So that's sort of weighing in. on a lot of retail investors, I can tell you that there's still a lot of bigger fish, a lot of big hedge funds, pension funds, endowments that are entering the space slowly but surely. So you've got a lot of retail investors selling in the market and then the bigger players buying. Now, over the long term, we're still very bullish. I mean, the market always goes in cycles. You get this euphoric sort of jump and pump, which is what we saw earlier this year. And I mean, it was crazy. I mean, we were coming on the show every week saying, listen, the market's up 10, 15%, but it was week on week on week. I think it was for about 10 weeks straight. And now it's had this correction. I mean, the market's down from its all-time high by 55, 60%. Yeah. And you know, the sort of response that we've had to the market is the same thing we said in 2018, which is to say, don't go run out and make a really big purchase right now, because yes, the market could go lower. But maybe if this is the time that you wanted to enter, this is a good time. So, you know, start accumulating now on a regular basis. And it's something called dollar cost averaging or rand cost averaging, which means that you get the average price over a period of time. So just adding, say, 1,000 rand every single month or 2,000 rand every single month, that gives you the average price over a period of time. So that's our best advice. I mean, where will the market go over the next while? You know, you're always sort of guessing on that. Sure. Over the long term, which is where we look, this market's going up to, you know, 10x from where it is at least.
Marvelous. Okay, Sean, we'll speak to you again soon. You can go to revx.com. You've just heard from Sean all about the USDC, which he says there's no fee at all. They're going to waive the fee for the moment. So if you're interested in getting some, that's a pretty exciting reason, a motivation to go and get involved right now. Good to see you, man. We'll check in with you next week.
Brilliant. Awesome, guys. Have a good rest of the day.
Sean Sanders, revx.com. In a market we've never seen before, don't guess, diversify and sign up to Revx for free today. You don't have to add, you know, everything you got. In fact, that's probably a bad idea, but put in $500. See what happens. You never know. Might be the best $500 you've invested in the last while. And considering how crazy things are at the moment, you may as well diversify your portfolio a little bit. Even if you don't think you have much of a portfolio to speak of, everybody has something, and that's something you don't want to end up being worth nothing. CliffCentral.com.